This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the states to encourage manufacturing, boost ease of doing business, and make India a global services giant. Mr. Modi said that soon India would be launching the National Manufacturing Mission, NMM, and every state must give this top priority and create infrastructure to attract global companies. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday. The 3-day conference began on the 26th of this month on the theme of Human Capital for Vikasit Bharat. Highlighting India's demographic advantage, the Prime Minister stated that nearly 70% of the population is in the working age group, creating a unique historical opportunity which, when combined with economic progress, can significantly accelerate India's journey towards Vikasit Bharat. The Prime Minister said India has boarded the Reform Express, driven primarily by the strength of its young population, and empowering this demographic remains the government's key priority. President Draupadi Murmu today attended centenary celebrations of the old Chiki script of Santhali language in Karandi area of Jamshedpur in East Singhbhum district. During the event, the president also paid tributes to Pandit Raghunath Murmu, father of old Chiki script in Jharthan. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will participate in the state-level Farmers' Day program today in Gaucher, Chamoli district, Uttarakhand. Earlier yesterday, the state Agriculture Minister Ganesh Joshi inspected arrangements at the venue. He stated that the program will provide a platform for direct interaction with farmers. The event will also be broadcast live across all 95 development blocks of the state. He further mentioned that to address farmers' issues and raise awareness about government schemes, the state government has decided to observe Farmers' Day on the second Thursday of every month. The inaugural celebration will be conducted today by the Union Agriculture Minister along with the State Chief Minister. The Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji Act, is likely to make most of the state's net gainers of 17,000 crore rupees as compared to the average allocation of the last 7 years. The Act has replaced the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. According to a research report by the State Bank of India, SBI, the Act will improve overall fund distribution to states. The report highlighted that the restructuring of the earlier MG Narega through the Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji framework seeks to integrate transformative practices and strategies. The focus will be laid on addressing challenges related to competitive project identification, productive asset creation, enhanced income generation, and an efficient monitoring mechanism. Dense fog has engulfed several parts of northern India, disrupting flight and train operations. According to the Delhi Division of Railways, around 18 Delhi-bound trains are running more than 3 hours late. The weather has also affected air travel. As per the Delhi Airport, 64 flights have been cancelled today due to the foggy weather. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has issued a passenger advisory urging passengers to stay updated through airlines' official communication channels. Airlines including Air India, IndiGo and SpiceJet have advised travellers to keep a check on their flight status before heading to the airport. They have also asked passengers to keep additional time for airport arrival and check-in procedures and plan their travel accordingly. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading around 0.3% down during forenoon trade today. The Sensex slipped 263 points to 84,778, while the Nifty dipped 70 points to 25,973 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, weakness persisted across most sectors, with utilities, IT and power dragging the most. Conversely, metal, commodities and telecommunication were outperforming. In women's cricket, India successfully defended a massive target of 222 to clinch a 30-run victory over Sri Lanka in the fourth T20I of the 5-match series at Thiruvananthapuram last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.